This is a production of Cornell University.
The Baldwin Memorial Stairway, which runs from Lenrock to University Avenue, was a gift to Delta Phi, to Cornell University, and to the citizens of Ithaca from Arthur J. Baldwin, class of 1892, in memory of his son, Morgan Smiley Baldwin, class of 1915. The following ceremony marks the reinstallation of the stairway cornerstone box on November 11, 2006.
Stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof
On September 26th, the mason shop was repairing this stairway, and they came across a copper box and called us and said, what do we do? And I said, we found it, we open it. So we did. The box was installed as a memorial to Morgan Smiley Baldwin. Morgan Smiley Baldwin was a member of the class of 1915 and a member of Delta Phi. He came from a longtime Cornell family. His father, Arthur Baldwin, his uncle, Leonard Baldwin, were members of the class of 1892 and among the founders of Delta Phi. Morgan Baldwin attended Cornell. He then went on to Columbia Law School. When the United States declared war on Germany in 1917, he volunteered. He was sent to France, and he was wounded in the final assault on the Hindenburg Line. He died of his wounds on October 9th, 1918, and was buried in France. Now, when his father, Arthur Baldwin, lived here, Lenrock was not owned by Delta Phi, so he lived down on Lynn Street, and he spent a lot of time walking up and down the hill. When he decided to build a memorial to his son, he decided that a stairway would be an appropriate memorial. The stairway was given to Delta Phi, to Cornell, and to the citizens of Ithaca as a shortcut between the campus and the city. We are reinstalling the box in that memorial today. We are doing this, again, in memory of Morgan Smiley Baldwin and all of the young men and young women who've died in the service of our country. Thank you.
It is my distinct honor and privilege to memorialize the reburial of the history and mementos of our brother, Morgan Smiley Baldwin, Pi 1911, Cornell class of 1915. It is a long-lasting, fraternity tradition that members be buried with their brotherhood pin, and though Brother Baldwin rests where he fell in Bonnie, France, it is only fitting that these effects be interred instead with this memorial staircase that has meant so much to those he loved, as well as to the fraternity, Cornell University, and the citizens of Ithaca, New York. Since its creation, this staircase has been linked inextricably to the Delta Phi. It has been witness to countless footsteps of brothers trekking downtown to the Ithaca Commons, hosted numerous cocktail parties and football tailgates, stood the true and firm as young men steeled themselves for initiation into the fraternity, and most poignantly, once housed the flagpole that our sophomores dutifully attended to each morning and evening. This staircase and the brothers whose service and ultimate sacrifice it memorializes will always be considered a part of this fraternity. In 2011, our fraternity will commemorate its 100th year, and we have made our home at Glenrock, Villa of Ezra Cornell, and our 120th year on campus. During that time, the Delta Phi fraternity has helped to shape the lives of over 1,350 Cornell men, and as the story of Morgan and his father illuminates, it has touched the families of those men as well. We each seek personal fulfillment through higher education, hard work, and through service to our country in times of peace and times of war. Morgan Smiley Baldwin paid the ultimate price for something he believed in wholeheartedly, and in doing so inspired many others. This reflects the true nature of the Delta Phi brother, a scholar and a gentleman, beloved and respected, Semper Ubique.
On the day prior to the reinstallation ceremony, the new cornerstone box was prepared in Cornell's Kroc Library.
It's gotten a little bit thicker.
A little thicker, yeah. Some other Ithaca items.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Which one of these do I like? My name is Jim Gibbs. I'm Director of Maintenance Management.
Same thing here.
I think this one's a little more complete.
Yeah. The original time capsule included the early stages of construction of the stairway, drawings of the original stairway.
It was in this section of the exterior of the masonry that we found the time capsule.
There was a calendar.
Calendar is lovely.
There were Morgan's Delta Phi pin.
Okay, and I'm going to, when we actually put things in, I'm
yes,
going
to
make a
list. Yes, we need an inventory, that's correct.
That's actually a prettier picture,
yeah.
I think, because you got a little more of this, that it's early fall.
Right, in contact.
I'm Elaine Angst. I'm the director of the Division of Rare and Manuscript Collections in the Cornell Library, and I'm Cornell's University Archivist. We've tried to find modern equivalents, contemporary equivalents of the Cornell items that were in the original box. We have a nice pennant from Delta Phi. We've got plans for the masonry repairs to go with the original blueprints. So we began to try to convey what it's like in Ithaca and at Cornell in 2006.
The ceremony is to reinstall the time capsule in a similar way that it was done in 1925 when the original time capsule was installed.
Okay. Hopefully this will bring some more attention to this really very lovely spot on campus, because when you actually stand at the memorial, you have a beautiful view of the lake and really a beautiful view of the city of Ithaca.